Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager. Wait a minute, isn't this the Dr. Pat Show? Nope, not today. I'm an intuitive guide and psychic channel. I'm a spiritual teacher, an overjoyed radio host, and I'm a secret knitting addict. I need to let you know that. Not many people know. I have a problem, a knitting problem. It's a problem with yarn and pointy sticks. It's under control. I think I'm doing okay with it. Why am I here? I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. You are very welcome here. Time and distance are no barrier to energy. And I believe that however you found us today, you're here for a reason. And I hope that something you hear in the next 30 minutes makes you laugh, raises your vibration, stirs your curiosity, and helps you move forward. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for making the spot available today. I'm so happy to be here. These are big shoes to fill. I'm not even going to try. I plan to fill the next 30 minutes with on-air readings and compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance. And you can call in to connect with me for a mini reading on the air at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. The unflappable Mr. Benny will let me know that you're waiting, and I'll bring you on the air to take an intuitive look at your question. And I'm also happy to take your questions from instant feedback. If you are listening live at thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com, see that little instant feedback form on the right-hand side of the page? Just type your question for me in there, and I'll take a look and see what I can get. I read from the energy of the human voice, and I also use my gifts of clairvoyance and clairaudience to try to bring people spirit-led guidance about their next step, to help people move forward. The big thing I do, the thing that really lights my fire, is helping people move out of fear and into love. Now, while you're dialing, right? Let me direct your attention to fogcitypsychic.com. That's my little internet kingdom. If you want to see a giant picture of me, and who doesn't? If you want to explore the classes I offer, if you want to find out what's coming up on the next radio show, stream past episodes, sign up for the not-so-monthly newsletter, or even book a private intuitive session with me, fogcitypsychic.com is the place to be. Now, have you heard of the intention call? The intention call? It's pretty cool, and I just discovered this a few months ago. You already know, I'm sure, the power of setting a clear intention, of knowing it, of knowing what you want, owning that, making it clear, and then opening yourself up joyfully to receive it. Well, a man named Emmanuel Bombardier had the idea last year to maximize the power of intention setting by creating this huge, free, weekly 15-minute call where you can join your energy with that of hundreds of like-minded people around the world. He named it the Intention Call. See, good name. And you can register free and get more information about this thing at intentioncall.com. Every Saturday at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific, you can dial in, and what happens is that you're connected with many other people who are setting an intention for the week. On tomorrow's call, on Saturday, June 16th, the intention that we're going to be sharing is health and vitality, and I get to lead the guided meditation for that. I can't wait. I've experienced, it is a very powerful call, and I've gotten so much good stuff from the intention call. It's pretty awesome that I get to lead the call tomorrow. So head over to intentioncall.com, register for free. Even if you can't make the call live, there's a recording available. Now, I see we have an instant feedback message here. And Benny, how are we doing on the phone?
We are doing very well. In fact, we have a couple callers waiting for you. So whenever you are ready, I'll bring them on.
Wonderful. Let's take our first caller and then Claire in California. You'll be next on Instant Feedback, and then we'll do the second caller.
Perfect.
Sound good?
Sounds good to me. Let's take Jackie. She's calling in from Whidbey Island, and she had a question about career.
Oh, hi, Jackie. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I'm very grateful to have the job that I have, and I've been doing this work for about 20 years. But I'm beginning to be in that mode where I'm thinking, what would I like to do with the second half of my life? And I don't know, what do I want to be when I grow up? And I keep getting little glimpses of different things, but I don't quite know any, I don't feel pulled in any one direction. I was wondering what you could see.
So, Jackie, first of all, one of the things that I see about you and that I really like about you right away, I don't think you are a grown-up. Okay, I love that. I don't think you actually are a grown-up, and that all the best people aren't grown-up. Did you know that? One of the things that I think is going to really be helpful to you as you're standing in this time of transition is that you keep your sense of play, your sense of fun, your sense of lightness. You show me as being somebody who can take a great amount of responsibility. You can really handle a heavy load on your shoulders. You follow through. You do what you say you're going to do. You're very, very responsible, and sometimes you lose that lightness, okay? As you're looking for your next step, I want to be sure that you are coming at it from that lightness aspect and not from the heaviness of the responsibility and here's what I should do next. Here's what a responsible person should do next. I would do X. That's pretty much not the thing that you want to be doing, okay? You show me a lot of creative ability that is untapped, okay? And as you're moving through this time of transition, I feel like you're still about 12 to 18 months from actually switching careers, from actually moving to the next thing, and I'd love for you to use this time to connect with your creative ability. I would love for you to write. I would love to hear you singing, okay? I'd love to hear you sing. Listen to music. Dance around. Paint things. Doesn't have to be good things, just splashy, colorful things. Get back in touch with your creativity, kind of with your inner child. When I look at what some good options are for you in what you're calling the second half of your life and what my guide is showing me as like walking through a doorway to this big, unlimited, expansive room, I think that you have an ability, Jackie, to teach other people some of what you have learned, not just on your career path, but on your spiritual journey as well. And I think that one of the best callings for you is as someone who is teaching and leading others. I wouldn't be surprised to see you leading or facilitating a meditation group, a prayer group, a writing group, something like that, where what you're doing is using the talents that you have to unlock talents in other people. That's what it looks like to me. But the key to all of this is stay light and don't come at it from a really heavy place, because that's not going to take you in the right direction. Does that make sense, Jackie?
You know, that makes perfect sense, and that's kind of the direction that I've been toying with in the back of my mind. It's funny you should say that. Well, it's not funny, but it's probably more on what I should be doing. But thank you. I think you just gave me some ideas. I really appreciate it.
Oh, wow. I love to hear that. Thank you very much, Jackie, and many blessings to you as you sort of go skipping off into the into the happy future, because that's what it looks like. This is good stuff for you, okay?
Thank you so much. I appreciate your show, and really, I love listening to you.
Oh, thank you. You're very welcome, Jackie. Have a great rest of your day. That's wonderful. And that's true, I think, around so many things, that when we hold that energy, and I'm guilty of this too, by the way. You know how they say that you teach and talk about what you most need to learn yourself? I work on this too. When you hold that energy of obligation, when you hold the energy of chore, when you hold the energy of, oh, a good person would do this, it doesn't feel right, I'm going to do it anyway, that almost always leads to discomfort. And when you instead hold that energy of opportunity, of gift, of joy, of laughter, even if you're doing something that you don't necessarily like, it makes everything a lot easier and you're able to see opportunities, options that you might not have seen before. Now, Claire in California writes in on the instant feedback line, and she says, hi, I've been having lots of sleep problems for the last year. And despite good diet, exercise, and EFT, I seem unable to sleep to stay asleep or sleep deeply. Falling asleep is easy, but I wake up a lot. Any guidance for why or a solution? Claire, thank you very much for writing in. Many blessings, many, many blessings to you. There's a lot of anxiety, and part of what I see when I look at you intuitively, what's the right way to say this? Okay. You know how you watch sometimes debris being carried along in the ocean, and you'll see something come on the top of a wave on a crest, and then it's submerged as the wave crashes, and then it comes back up again as it floats to the shore? I think part of the reason you're having a hard time sleeping is that things keep coming up. And these are things that you haven't looked at, okay? These aren't horrible, awful secrets of shame and despair. But what these are unexamined parts of your life. And I think what's happening is that you're going to sleep. Your guides are trying to get your attention during the day. And when they can't, they're talking to you at night. And I think it's waking you up. So these are unlooked at things surfacing as you're trying to sleep. There's a couple of things you can do about that. One of the things I'd like you to do is set good boundaries around sleep. That means you have good sleep habits, right? And you set boundaries. When you lie down to go to sleep, it's fine for you to go, hey, angels and guides, I know you've got some unexamined stuff for me, but I really would rather be sleeping tonight than looking at my unexamined things. You can actually set boundaries like that, and it works. The second thing I'd really like for you to do, Claire, is be writing down your dreams. When you do wake up in the middle of the night, okay, they're showing me that you don't always even feel like you have full dreams. Okay, gotcha. So when you do wake up at night, I'd love for you to write down any fragments, any words, any sounds that come into your mind. Just write those down and then turn over and try to go back to sleep. The third thing I'm going to recommend for you is aromatherapy. This is something that I don't know very much about, but they're asking me to say it, and so that's what I'm saying. Aromatherapy could be tremendously helpful to you because as you wake up and there's this unexamined thing coming up and you wake up, and then I can't go back to sleep. I know I can't go back to sleep. I'll never go back to sleep. There's only 3 hours, 2 hours, 1 hour. No, it's time to get up and go. You're kind of feeding into your own anxiety. And so if I can calm the physical body a little bit, if I can calm the emotions before I get to that anxious place, it's going to be a big help. So those three things, set boundaries with your guides. Ask for what you need, okay? Use good sleep habits, sleep hygiene, and aromatherapy also feels really good to me. And write down your dreams. That's going to be a big help. I hope that's helpful, Claire. And Mr. Benny, while I take a little drink of radio tea here, who do we have on the line?
Well, let's bring on, we have Angel now calling in from Seattle. She had a question about her health. So Angel, welcome to Fog City Psychic with Karen Hager.
Hi, Angel.
Hello, hello. It's an honor to speak with you. How are you?
I'm really happy. Thank you. Maybe inappropriately happy for...
Well, I'm lucky I got through and I've got somewhat fog in my throat, so I wanted to ask about my health and also if anything that I'm going through right now has a past life connection, because there's a lot going on. And so I just want to see what you see right now. I've been dealing with some lower back, kidney, and now I lost my voice 3 days ago. And so I think it's, I'm hoping it's not pneumonia, because I've had that several times in my life. And yeah. My mom passed away. And so I'm wondering what is it that you see with me right now?
Well, the first thing I need to say is that I was a theater major and not a doctor, so I'm qualified to help you put on a play about not feeling good, but I can't really give medical advice. So every physical condition has an energetic component, right?
Sure.
And when I look at you, I'm feeling really sad. I feel a lot of grief with you, okay? And there, you know how sometimes when you feel like you're about to start to cry and you know you're going to cry, like the big loud crying that's going to be embarrassing if you do it, it takes so much energy to hold that back. Part of what you're holding back in your throat, part of what you're holding in your back, in your kidneys, I think like all around your middle, I can just like wrap a great big sash of unexpressed grief around your middle, is letting that out. I think you've got a lot to let out, and I think you might be afraid that it's ugly or unattractive or that it's going to hurt. And I'm just guided to say to you, Angel, it hurts a lot more to hold that in than it does to let it out. It's exhausting. Part of what they're making your face go gray, which I often get when I look at people who are really, really exhausted. And so what's happening is that you're kind of a drain on your own energy because you're spending so much time not saying what needs to be said, not doing the healing stuff you need to do for yourself. So that's what I feel about your health. Please, please, please take care of yourself. Are the things going on in your life, do they have past life resonance? I'm going to say, especially around relationship, yes, it does have past life resonance. However, that is less important than how you deal with it in the present. And see, here's the thing. Relationship issues, everything. You're all communication all the time with the issues right here. Everything that's coming up for you right now is about, do you have the power to say what you need? Can you say what you want, or do you just have to sit there and take it? You don't have to sit there and take it. Say what you want. Speak up in integrity. Say what needs to be said. Releasing the grief is something that I feel like might be better done in private. It might be better done if you have a dear friend, if you have a counselor, if you have a family member who supports you and loves you and will let you do that. I feel like you need kind of a big release. You don't want to do that like at the grocery store. You want to do that in a nice, safe place. otherwise, the cops will come, and then you know where that goes. But let yourself let go of that, and that clears the block in your throat. It allows with the kidneys, of course, that's about letting toxins out of your body. It's about excreting, letting go of what needs to be let go of. And so when I let go of the grief, everything eases up. I don't feel pneumonia with you. I feel throat and not lungs, okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay. The thing about being dragged down, the thing about having the gray skin, is that exhaustion, of course, can compound any existing physical thing. So if you know you tend toward pneumonia, take care of yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Love yourself. Don't spend so much energy shoving it all back in. Does that make sense, Angel?
It does make sense. The place where I'm living is very... it's making me ill, literally. I'm very sensitive to energy, and I really don't like where I am. And the family support system, the father, especially with Father's Day, he's still alive and very abusive. He's a medical doctor, and he's part of that energy that is pretty heavy. I went and saw a shamanic practitioner, and I really feel that the spiritual work, like you said, doing more clearing or hot stone massage, but I really benefited from shamanic work. So I'm wondering, your guides, maybe I probably need more concerning, like there was soul loss. I was just in an accident on Friday, and it was interesting. The woman that did some clearing around my father, it was like a ricochet effect, and he's pretty negative. And so that's part of the abandonment, kidneys, you know, it's just like a whole, kind of like a whole stew of he's been... really a real sore in most of my life. And with my mom leaving, it was really pretty tragic. She was 48, and she had a brain aneurysm, and she wasn't sick, and she just went. And
one of the things, Angel, is that even if you're in a stew of awfulness, you still get to choose your reaction. I don't mean smile and be happy. Yay, I'm in a stew of awfulness. I don't mean anything. I don't mean something phony like that.
Yeah,
I mean that you get to choose what affects you. You can't stop your dad from being nasty or abusive. There's nothing you can do right now that will change that. There's no way to fix that. And so what you need to do now is protect yourself, keep yourself safe, allow yourself to heal. And when you're in a negative situation like that, when you're in a place that you know it's a loaded interaction, you know it's a trigger for you, do some psychic protection before you go in so that you can get through it with an energy maybe of a little bit of detachment. Okay? And that will help you go forward. I need to let you go so we can move on to another call. But, Angel, thank you so much for calling the show.
Thank you very, very much. I appreciate it. Thank you. Have a lovely day.
You're welcome. You too. Thank you. And Mr. Benny, I bet we can do one more if I'm speedy.
Yeah, and we can do that. Let's go and open those phone lines back up. It's 800-930-2819, and we'll have time for one more call. Again, the number is 800-930-2819.
And this next call may have to be what I call the lightning round. You can also write in on using the instant feedback form at thedrpatshow.com or transformationtalkradio.com. Claire in California said, I was reading for her around sleep problems And even though she'd been using good diet and exercise, it was hard for her to stay asleep. She could fall asleep because she's exhausted, but couldn't stay asleep. She wrote back in and said that everything I said in the reading sounded right, and she said that her guides are telling her to write before bed so that they will stop talking to her at night. That's wonderful. I love that you said that, Claire. She also says, my energy feels like pure love. Oh, now I'm all pink. It's good it's radio. You can't see me blushing. A lot of times when our guides are trying to get our attention, they will try all kinds of things to get to us. They'll make it so that you hear songs on the radio that make you start thinking about whatever it is that you're being led to. They may sometimes actually books will fall off the shelf and land at your feet that you're supposed to take a look at. You might be standing in line at the coffee shop and hear someone say something that starts a train of thought. Our guides try all different ways to get our attention, but it's always up to us to pay attention. So, Claire, if your guides are telling you to write before bed so that they won't bug you at night, then go ahead and write before bed. My sense, as I look at this intuitively, is that you're being asked to write things, not just like rehashing what happened during the day, but how do you feel? What do you feel like you're being called toward? What is the future like for you? Okay? Now, with a couple minutes that we have left, I do want to point you back to FogCityPsychic.com. That's a great place to get more information about me and all the crazy things that I'm up to, because I do like to stay busy. You can find me in my regular spot on Wednesdays at 6 Eastern, 3 Pacific at TransformationTalkRadio.com. I also do a show, everything I do is called Out of the Fog, so Out of the Fog is also heard on occasional Tuesdays on Blog Talk Radio. All the links for all of that is at FogCityPsychic.com.
And Out of the Fog, we have one more caller, Christy from Redmond. We'll take it very fast if you want to do it real fast. Go ahead, Karen. She's there.
Lightning round. Hello. Quick. What's your question?
Oh, what's the lightning out? Oh, okay, I'm calling about my health. I'm trying to heal my little varicose vein.
Oh, my goodness. You know what you show me? First of all, bless you, bless you, bless you. You are a healer yourself, okay? You've got a lot of intuition, a lot of healing energy. Holy cow, you really shine a bright light, and I need to make sure that you see that, because I think you spend so much time shining it on other people, there's no time to shine it on yourself. As I look at your varicose veins, again, theater major, not a medical doctor, but as I look at the varicose veins, what that says to me energetically is I can no longer support the weight of what I'm carrying. I can no longer stand under the weight of what this is that I am burdened with. And so what I'm going to ask you to do really quickly is to be sure that in your daily spiritual practice, and if you don't have one, it's cool to start one, spend about 15 seconds a day letting go of the weight that's on top of those legs. I don't mean necessarily even physical weight. I'm talking about energetic weight. I'm talking about carrying responsibility, carrying duty, carrying the obligation, carrying the expectation. You don't need to carry that stuff. Let it go. Lighten up. It's kind of like what I said to the first caller. I pulled a card for you, Christy, and the card that I pulled, I'm using the Sonia Choquette Ask Your Guides deck, was imagination. Let yourself go outside the preconceived notions. That's going to allow you to use your healing gift in a better way, and it's going to make your life much better. Thank you so much, all of you, for listening today. Together, we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
We all want deeper, more intimate relationships. But how do we create successful relationships and maintain strong connections? Peter Kane has some real answers. Author of The Monogamy Challenge, Creating and Keeping Intimacy, Peter is one of the original breathworkers and relationship trainers with over 30 years' experience. Breathe, relax, or create intimacy and keep it thriving. Visit peterkane.org or contact Peter Kane at 425-802-2000.
2050.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Wouldn't you love to create unlimited abundance in every area of your life? Then it's time to clear your clutter, putting order and allowing circulation of what is not useful anymore. We create space to receive what is most desired by us now and in abundance. When gratitude is integrated in your life and you surround yourself with beauty, her vibration uplifts your own sense of well-being at a very deep level, attracting more beauty, more harmony, and enriched relationships with grace and ease. Join our Infusion of Gratitude community today and receive your free MP3 audio Infusion of Gratitude meditation. Daily use of this powerful 20 minutes meditation raises your awareness and welcomes health, wealth, and enriched relationships into your life. Visit explorationgratitude.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Hey, everyone. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.